it's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear. Yeah, we may not be afraid, but the little childrens might need to be afraid. Let me tell you why. Brain scans. Child brain scans to pick out future criminals. More researchers believe that violent tendencies have a biological basis and that tests and brain imaging can pick them up in children. They argue that by predicting which children have the potential to be trouble, treatments could be introduced to keep them on the straight and narrow. If the tests are accurate enough, I'm not even sure what
that means.
That's
creepy, man.
If the tests are accurate enough, then a form of screening could be introduced in the same way we test for some diseases. The theories were put forward by two leading criminologists at the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Washington. Yeah, blah, blah, blah,
it's
blah,
always
blah.
The opposite of what it is, right?
You know, I'm sure there may be truth to whatever tendencies to be a certain thing. It's just that you got to define a criminal.
It's pre-crime.
Well, no, I mean, no, this is my point. If I was the Lord God King Bufu of all I surveyed, and I'm queen of...
You're not?
And in this room. So what happens is you have a mechanism by which you can determine someone that would dissent. That would be a crime. You're not getting with the program in the Soviet Union style of what you should be thinking. That would be a crime. You're an individualist type. That would be a crime. Oh, yeah, I remember Alex Jones made a big deal out of this. It was, they came out with a new disorder, and it was called, had an acronym, like MAD or something like that. It was, if you were predisposed to disrespect authority or whatever, you were in a certain mental disorder you could be classified as needing treatment. Well, this is kind of going right in that. You don't believe me?
What's the treatment? You know, a cop's baton?
Yeah. You know, it's whatever it takes. You know,
public school?
That's what they did. They did, you know, re-education classes, you know, if you weren't with the program, called the Killing Fields. And so this is what I'm talking about. You know, they're going to pick out future criminals. Well, you got to define what a crime is. Is it someone that just, you know, won't be a drone? I mean, you know, is that enough to get you, you know, selected? So this is, I mean, well, you know, speaking of drones, here they come. They got drones that are going to deploy all over the national and state parks. But Schumer and Wyden are, if anything, playing catch-up in a race that has already seen the establishment of unmanned aerial vehicle test and training sites at Grand Forks Air Force Base in Grand Forks, North Dakota, the National Air Intelligence Center in Springfield, Ohio, Langley Air Force Base in Hampton, Virginia, Ellsworth Air Force Base in Rapid City, South Dakota, and Mountain Home Air Force Base in Mountain Home, Idaho, and on and on and on and on and on and on. Thanks to President Teddy Roosevelt and the establishment of the National Park System, we can probably expect that the other 42 states not already mentioned will be competing to serve up some of their public land as drone proving grounds. In addition to test and training sites, federal education and stimulus money... Yeah. is being used to create non-military drone education programs. The department, I mean, on and on.
What are they going to do? You know, find hikers who didn't pay their permit fee or their fishing license? Or I mean, what? I mean, it's training.
And everything they can.
That'll be, you know, they're going to enforce fishing licenses from the air, you know.
Because they can. Yeah. You know, if they make some money, you know, it's all about, you know, efficiency of writing ticket, de la whatever, and scan your RFID and say, yeah, you were there and fork it over and you owe me.
Photo radar know? In the national park, you know.
This is wow.
The Twilight Zone, Ernie.
Did you download something in my exec file here or something? I got some little bug thing coming up. You touched it, didn't you?
That computer is how old?
Did you?
No,
okay.
This was a lot of fun this weekend, Ernie. But you know, we're sitting there for 15 minutes debating who snipped the wire. I didn't snip the wire. Did you snip the wire? No. Did you snip the? Somebody snipped the wire.
Somebody snipped the wire. Yeah, there's a lot of wires, man. There's hundreds of connections.
There's a lot of, you know, and you did a good job of when you took it apart, you labeled stuff right, and it was pretty, it wasn't simple to put it back together, but I'm glad been you're,
well, I tell you,
glad you're back on the air.
Our big sound engineer, Mike O'Connor, you know, he's the big boy that built this to begin with, and he wanted to take it all apart and rebuild it. I'm like, heck no.
Yeah, a month later, we've been back.
No, heck no. That's so not going to happen. We can do this differently. So we kept it modular, and it came together pretty good. Now, here's a story. We got Ron Paul, winner of the 2011 American Policy Summit. Now, this all happened while we were off, and we have... Drew went to several functions, and you spoke at the Breakfast Club. We had the Breakfast Club Saturday. You know, a lot of those videos we should put up because there's a lot of good information that comes out there. But it's just more Ernie blah, 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 and other speakers. But we had two speakers. One was Drew talking about a lot of the things that they had done. And we had another gentleman named Jeff Cook, which was a trainer at police academies back east. And he came out here and he brought his son from Barstow, which is a captain in the army that was deployed in Iraq. And he became very disillusioned and explained it to his dad. And he's like, look, man, this is not what they're saying. His father started doing research. He started seeing the guys coming back from Iraq that are applying for law enforcement. He's training them. He's seeing the quality of the individuals and what's happening.
And the standards and training are going down.
Because they just want to fill...
Well, it's like public school. They just got to get people passed, get you through the program, and give you your badge and your gun and put you on the street to go...
Well, what they're looking for is not physical fitness. They're not looking for someone that is mindful of the Constitution. They're looking for obedience. And we knew there was problems coming back in, I think it was the late 90s. And there was... I remember us talking about this, you know, a lot back then. And he knew about it. Now, they had brought this case up. It was a Connecticut State Police thing where a guy had applied and he was turned down. And other people that had applied with him that he knew, God, they hired them and they didn't me. What the heck, man? So it got to the point that they wouldn't respond to his questions. He sued him. And he said, you know, I was something. I want to challenge this. And he went to court, and it finally came down to their reasoning for not hiring him was he was too smart. And they said, we have determined that people with your intelligence and education cannot be counted on to do the job that we want them to do. Okay, thanks for clearing that up. We were just wondering, you know. So that came out. Then, so Jeff Cook spoke a little bit about, we had him on the air with Nick Barnett from Cop Block, and he got to grill him a little bit and some questions from the internet. He was on a forum, and they were sending in questions to ask him. And it was interesting that he brought his son. He's in his mid-20s, and he's a West Point graduate.
Yeah.
He's
a sharp kid.
And he's just like, yeah, no, I'm you know, libertarian man, gone, hardcore, done, get it. So that was interesting.
Well, I'd heard the interview. I had never met Mr. Cook, but I'd heard the interview and the podcast that Nick did with Cop Block. But after the meeting, I just, you know, introduced myself and I said, so I, you know, I'm a bit confused. You know, where do you come at this? Are you a libertarian or what, you know, where are you coming from? He goes, oh no, I'm an anarchist. And it was interesting to hear somebody, you know, who, law enforcement background, use that word so openly. Oh no, I'm an anarchist and I'm fully over the edge now. I'm not interested in politics and you know,
former... Can't wait to get out. Mechanical engineering, West Point graduate.
And he chose Arizona.
A rock veteran.
And he chose Arizona over New Hampshire because of the weather. So he's free state time.
Yeah, you know, the future? It's looking bright. We're all going to have to wear shades. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, you done dropped a bomb on me. You know, let's go ahead and get right to Drew. I wanted to talk about
1980s wants its music back.
Hey, come on, man. You know, there's some cool stuff there.
Mr. Top of the Hill.
You know, yeah, Top of the Hill. Oh, that's right. On March 26th, that Saturday, we're going to have a party here at the new compound. And
we're going to tear the studio back down.
No. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a... it's my 50th birthday. So we're going to, you know, instead of being over the hill, I'm like, it's top of the hill. It's a top of the hill party. So we'll have some games. We'll start it at 2 in the afternoon and go until whenever. Because I wanted to do some competitions, you know, like Top Shot. We'll have like airsoft guns or throwing knives or archery or something. Because we've got enough room here, you know.
Throwing knives?
There will be blood. The, you know, throwing out...
Renaissance Festival comes to the Hancock residence.
Right. Exactly. And then, you know, little things like, you know, silver dimes you chuck in the pool and see who gets closest to the drain.
Your dimes.
No, I get to keep them all. and Donna's birthday is the 20th, so it's going to be kind of a celebration for both. She's pushing mine, and I'm going, you know, whatever. But the it's just an opportunity for us to be nice weather, and we got to get everything all finished. We're racing to get everything done between now and then. And then because we plowed, too. We got a big tiller and went out there. Andrew helped us and got her garden thing going. And I got, you'll like this. It is probably twice the size of a regular elementary school classroom is the area that I did in one of the fields, you know, to plow. So it's probably, I don't know, 60 by 80 or something like that. So you can get enough, a lot of anything. We've done little gardens before, and I'm telling you, man, they produce. So what do I do? Well, Gary and Verda, you know, live in Sun City West. And they just retired, and they're good friends, and they get a plot of land. You can go and buy it for a little bit, or you rent it from Del Webb's, their homeowners, whatever the heck it is out there. They have a strip of land that's not used, and it's just like a greenery area, and they turned it into gardens. So you have hundreds of these. There's over 300 of these plots, and we were thinking of going out this weekend and doing a video of all of the, what they're doing there, and they produce so much food that they have the food banks come out and get it. Well, I'm going, okay, I want to do that. And he goes, where he gets the seeds and everything, went shopping with Donna, and I'm like, what can we do? And he was looking at telling me all about, you know, a lot of the medicinal uses of tobacco. And I'm going, tobacco. And I remember we had a story on Freedom's Phoenix just a couple of weeks ago of this one woman that lived in New York City, and at a protest of all the taxes and everything, she has been growing her own tobacco, and she dries it, you know, on lines on her balcony and on the fire escape and in her apartment, and then she rolls her own stuff. And I go, what would be cool? You know what would be cool? What would be really cool is Freedom's Phoenix have its own cigars, and we're going to grow them ourselves. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I think that we should go ahead and do
cigars.
Tobacco for cigars.
It's a boy. It's a girl. It's freedom.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Just it's freedom. I don't know. We can do whatever you want.
Well, let's go ahead. I wanted to make sure we got to a lot of the things that you've been doing the last week. When we left before, you guys were on your way to the Freedom Law conference in Orange County, and you had you got stopped at the border after you guys left here. Adam Kokesh, you, Thomas.
Do I have to relive this story?
Well, we just do it real quick. Okay. You got stopped at the border, and all of a sudden they're like, what do we see here? Oh, we see two loaded guns and marijuana. Everybody's going to jail, you know, and Adam Kokesh talked his way out of it. And, you know, it was because he's a medical marijuana patient. One of the guys was a Marine. He's like, you know, PTSD. He's going, I medicate with this. I got my medical marijuana thing from New Mexico. we're going to, you know, let's challenge it. Let's go. And they finally, after an hour or so, they let you guys go. And I'm like, wow. And I'm getting text messages from Drew with his sister's phone number and everything.
Just, well, and Nick and I are at the side of the road, and I'm going, okay, this is the easy way to remember Ernie's phone number. You know, I'm like, you know, making sure he memorizes yours. I'm trying to memorize his wife's phone number just so we can cover everybody's base. But yeah, Border Patrol, proudly serving the I-10 California Arizona border,
and then coming back, it wasn't there anymore.
So just, you know, for those traveling, you know, be on the lookout for warrantless, suspicionless inland border checkpoints. Cause
well, then you went to the Freedom Law Summit. So tell me, give me what you were doing. You were there with your dimes, your silver dimes and cards and so on. So give us a story how that went.
Yeah, that went really well. And Tom was selling his Morgans, and we've become silver bugs over the last, you know, few months as the price is shooting up. So we went out there, and it's more of an educational thing. So we were just sharing our projects, talking about Freedom's Phoenix and some of the stuff we do out here. And it's just good to go out, you know, in a completely different area, go to California with completely new people who really maybe aren't aware of what it is we do out in here in Arizona and how we, you know, incorporated this hardcore libertarian activism into our lives, and just share that with them. And yeah, sell some dime cards and promote some stuff. And we got to sell something to, you know, subsidize the trip and such and, you know, help pay for it. So... You know, might as well sell something of value, and silver.
Yeah,
is
no, that, they got their dimes from me, and they're kind of like, "Oh yeah, aren't we working them off?"
Don't start with me on this one.
Oh, we're working them off, don't, man.
Because I was never in need of dimes. It was Nick, and I'm calling you out, Nick. It was he who was in need of dimes, and he got them from you, which was foolish. But
foolish, because you know what I want. I want my dimes back, and it went up, and I'm like, no. Now you got to go buy them over here, but they sold them at a premium, so they came out all right. All right,
oh, no. See, we offered you the money. This is where the confusion is.
No, I didn't
is.
Want the money.
Right. But we offered it. So, you know, anyway.
Big deal. I don't know. I got to get a written contract now?
Next time, yeah.
Okay, then you guys also, when you came back from that, you went to the Tea Party event that they had here where Dr. Paul spoke. So, you know, tell us how that went.
That went really well. I was looking for a picture of it earlier, but someone said they saw, you know, it's this national tea party, and I'll give the crowd a little bit more credit. I won't just dog them, but so, you know, it's a bit more mainstream Republican and this sort of thing. But someone said they saw a t-shirt that read, "Say no to socialism, keep your hands off my Social Security."
Oh.
And I just don't, I'm looking for a picture of it. I can't find one, but, so that gives you, to the listeners, that gives you an idea of the type of people that were at this rally. But again, Dr. Paul spoke, and what I relayed at the Breakfast Club was he was received very warmly. The crowd maybe didn't appreciate the two dozen radicals in the crowd waving signs in front of the camera and screaming and yelling and everything. But he was greeted warmly when he came out. He spoke for about 20 minutes, actually cut him off and played the music. And I was just glad Dr. Paul stuck to his guns and just kept speaking over the music and, you know, finished on a high point. And then when he was finished, he did get a standing ovation from, you know, a good portion of the crowd. It's not that the crowd there was too Tea Party-ish. They're a bit more open-minded. They're willing to listen to Dr. Paul. Again, he didn't touch on the foreign policy stuff so much. He mainly focused on the Fed and the monetary stuff. So something they were obviously very aware of and paying attention to. Had he gone into the foreign policy thing a bit more, they might have, you know, lost him there. So, hey, Harvey's in the room. Let's get Harvey on the air and talk about Dr. Paul.
I think he was just on. We'll go ahead and get to more of that, because also there's some camera fraud stuff that's coming up again too. So 1 week off, man. There's a lot of stuff going on. We'll get back to it when we come back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, Drew Phillips in studio. We'll be
and
right
your
back.
Granddaughter.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, turn it up here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the new studios, and a new mic. I'm still trying to get everything all set. We got Drew Phillips in, and the one thing that you're working on the silver and so on, we had over a year, 2 years ago, during right in the middle of the Levolution, Tom Westbrook, a super uber computer geek Intel guy, had created a combination of eBay, Craigslist kind of stuff where you could bid on products, You could have buy now. You could also select the currency that you wish to do, grams of gold, ounces of silver, that kind of. So that was, you know, we're going, ooh, that's a good Ian did. Well, what happened is he's really, you know, starting to make use of your silver dimes kind of thing and incorporate that. What's the news on that?
Well, yeah, so, you know, I've been following his site, and it just wasn't there because there were some things that I wanted to see happen with it. And the word is that Tom's working on it and trying to get all the bugs worked out and really start developing it. But
because he did it all himself. There was no beta testing. Nobody was helping him, and now that's kind of changed.
Well, it has changed. And the website, by the way, is libertytrade.net, and it used to be Community Market Square, and he's kind of changed and picked that. And I think the goal is to do a Craigslist-style thing where it'll eventually be, you know, Phoenix or Santa Fe or California or whatever. So you can put your products up there and you can sell them, and you can price them, you know, in grams of gold, in a coin silver. You can take Federal Reserve notes, or you can offer a barter. So you could, you know, just trade something straight up. But now what's happened is, and I think we got this, you know, a lot from New Hampshire is where we get a lot of our inspiration for this stuff. But with a group on Facebook was started just called the Greater Phoenix Agora, or Free Agora, so free market essentially. And it's a barter group, and people started posting, oh, I have guns, I have, you know, I have brass casings, I'm looking for a power cord, I have this diet, whatever, I have, you know, these are the things that I have and I'm willing to barter or trade, or these are the things that I need.
Or services.
I need, you know,
labor.
Right. Some people were putting, I can copy edit, I can, you know, do different tasks like that. And then people have started posting, well, I need this. This is what I need. You know, somebody needs body work for their car or something, or somebody needed a power cable. And I said, well, I can find that. And Thane offered love credits, so he missed the point on that, but we'll work on him. But so Nick posted in there and said, oh, hey, you know, by the way, Tom Westbrook has this site. It's a lot similar to what this Facebook group is. Maybe you guys should check it out. And some did and some didn't. But then so Morpheus says, well, let's get Westbrook into this Facebook group. So Westbrook comes into the group, and I started typing saying, hey, Tom, this is what I want to see. I want to be able to price a product for $50 cash or 1 ounce of silver. I want to do a difference in price. I want to be able to say this microphone is going to cost you, you know, less in silver because I want the silver. But if you give me money, well, you have to give me more because then I have to go down to the street and exchange it for silver. So some interesting things that we'll experiment with there. But yes, what you're getting at is that this group on Facebook is now the beta testers for his website. And now he's getting direct feedback and getting ideas and suggestions and people who are actually using the site. I think he's going to start moving a lot faster and be able to accommodate the things that we want. And now with all this extra stuff we have around here at the new compound, we're really going to start populating his site with products and stuff that, and you know, see if we can get some people to start using it.
Yeah, no, we don't have a lot of extra stuff. I mean,
we have some things that I think we need to get rid of. You're the one telling me let's
no,
let's
if we
downsize.
If we got extra stuff,
well,
we need to get rid of it.
Some of this stuff is mine, so you know that's what I'm referring.
Well, a lot of it is just accumulation of things. Some things are out of date. Some things we improved on. Some things you don't use that technology anymore. The ISDN line thing, you know, a lot of people still do. I'm going to hold on to that for a while.
Yeah,
no,
you hold that. But I'm
just
saying.
But after a while, it gets to the point to where they don't use that technology anymore, and it's $1,500 used. So, I mean, you know, okay. Well, you know, there's a lot of ability. I'd rather put it up there first and promote it inside the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus, when we start, you know, harvesting crops here and we start getting raw goat's milk and our new batch of chickens starts laying a lot more, because we have 6 chickens that supply Donna and I pretty good in our families. And but now I'm like, you know, she got 15 more and I'm going, that's a lot of chicken eggs, man, you know, because they usually have like one every 24, 36 hours, you know, per chicken on average. So you're going, okay, so that means I'm getting over a dozen eggs a day. I can't eat a dozen eggs a day.
I could.
So we can have, they are good. They are good. But one thing on my list here, you know, I wanted to talk to you about was camera fraud. What's the update on that?
Well, and I'm not as involved as I was last year, but so they introduce a bill, and a Republican lawmaker gets to get up there and say, look at me, I'm the one who introduced the law to get rid of photo radar, and makes a nice public relations moment for himself. And So they passed this bill, and the bill would outright ban it all, and it goes in the dramatic, you know, Senate meeting, almost going to third read to the floor, and it's tied 15-15, bill dies. So hooray, the legislator didn't help us. But there's another bill, and it's called a concurrent resolution. So it's a SCR, Senate Concurrent Resolution. Is that right? Anyway, that's moving through and moving over to the House, apparently, that would essentially do the same thing, but it would offer it up as a vote to the voters on the next election, next go-around in 2012, so that the voters would decide. And now it's obvious to you and I that the majority of the people in this state, thanks to, in large part, to camera fraud, are very well educated to what a fraud the photo radar systems are and are not happy with it. So, if you put it up for a fair vote, it would easily be passed and approved by the voters. But, you know, again, government computers and voting machines, Live Free or Diebold, we'll see where that goes. And we'll have to see if it even gets out of the House and onto the desk of the governor, who, you know, says she's against photo radar. But so it's an interesting, I don't care so much for the legislative process and electoral politics, but this is an issue in particular that I'm very interested in, and I'd like to see a good outcome, but you know, you never hold your breath on these things.
Just, you know, it's always distracting. You know, vote for me. I voted for this thing. It lost, but you know, gosh darn it, it was tied,
It was the people who put the bill out there, the original bill out there, were just looking for a public relations moments for themselves and could have cared less if it passed. You know, and they probably knew it was going to get, you know, tied.
There's something going on at the state legislature. I've been in the last few weeks on email exchanges between the Secretary of State's office and former Senator Karen Johnson on the gold medallion law that we wrote, Pal Gamble and I wrote back in 07. It passed, signed by Napolitano. Arizona Centennial's coming up. This, within the next few months, they're minting 0.999 gold 1 ounce medallions in support of our centennial celebration.
I'll believe it when it's in my hand.
Exactly. So I was amazed that it passed because they kept trying to change it and so on. One of the main things that they wanted to do, and they weren't, is to supply all public demand. Every time we went to legislative council, it never came back with that, no matter what was voted on. You know, so your Uber CIA, we rule the world planet guys are in, you know, the legislative council. They're the lawyers in there that actually, you know, whatever winds up getting printed. So you got to keep an eagle eye on them. And I've known this from, you know, a decade and a half ago. I know how they play. So for whenever the bill would come back for Karen Johnson to approve it, Pal and I would go down and read it. And say, yep, see, they took it out again. Yep, they did that again. Yep, they did that again. Well, it finally did get passed, and it said in sufficient quantity to supply all public demand. Well, even though she didn't run this year, she retired, came out, they're still, you know, wanting to get her sanction on this. Secretary of State's office sends her email saying, look, we want to add gold, silver, and copper, which was our original intent from the beginning. I'm going, cool. Because they budgeted themselves $70,000. They wanted 100 coins is what they wanted to give out to their buddies.
That's what the math worked out to be.
Yeah, they wanted to give it out to their buddies. Because when we did this, you know, gold was like 800 and something or 700 and something. Yeah. So all of a sudden, now they're finding they only do like half that many coins.
Since gold's doubled.
So they're going, well, this kind of sucks, you know. And we want to be able to limit that we have to do. We don't know what to do. So we're going, you morons. And he wanted to put, but can be limited due to the price of gold. I'm like, why would it be limited? Of course you always want limits.
Whatever they pass will be worse than what you had already accomplished
a
few years ago.
This is the legislation verbiage that they say they're going to do now that, you know, we submitted to them. And it was to supply all prepaid public demand.
But you think I'm going to give money to the state and expect to get a coin back?
Well, yeah, well, we'll see.
Maybe I'll buy one just to make sure it
There's
shows
no
up.
Limit, no limit, no limit, no limit, no limit. Prepaid, no limit.
And they get 10%.
No limit.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, Drew Phillips sitting in the studio, and we're just testing everything out. It's working semi-okay.
No, it's a good song, man, but, you know, 1980s called.
You know, get over it, man. You know, a lot of the best. You know, I hadn't even got to organizing the music for this yet. You know, and I'm gonna have lots of Boston.
We got to get you some Jordan Page songs in there.
I got some. Yeah, I was listening to Jordan Page's new album today as I went to the sound store. You know, and there's he really put it. He's so good acoustically that a lot of times, you know, when he gets a full band in there and everything, it's kind of a distraction, you know, but you get used to it. You know, it's a good rock and roll and good time. So, you know, his new album, Liberty, you guys should check it out. You know, one thing I wanted to go over, I had up here, Sierra had, she's still, you know, fixing some stuff, but you go up to the top of Freedom's Phoenix and you'll see the news that, we have an article, the news that went on while I was off the air, and she listed them. And then in today's archive, she's added them and getting the links fixed and so on. There was a problem with it, the way she did it, so she's redoing that. But you have all these articles, a lot of them that we're talking about. But one of them was, it's here in Arizona, Senator Russell Pierce is now president of the Senate.
And this is a good story.
He has a blacklist that he's banning people from stepping foot in the state Senate building.
I've been meaning to go just to see if I'm on it.
No, heck, I'd pay extra to be on it.
Right.
You know, but what happened is they're also talking about all this face recognition stuff. And some of you may have seen it since Obama's State of the Union address. I mean, not State of the Union, his inaugural, where they had this enormous party and this ocean of people there and saw millions of people. And they took a high resolution photograph. And you have people that are 3-4 football, a quarter mile away, and you could zoom right in on their face. And everybody get facial recognition of everybody that was. I'm going, wow, man, this technology is amazing. Last Tuesday, I get a call from Charles Goyette, and he says, Charles goes, Ernie, hey, man, you're in the paper. And I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, they're talking about the secret list, you know, and the photo recognition and everything. Anybody down at the Capitol and Russell Pierce, you know, banning people and all this stuff. And there's some Hispanic activist guy, Salas something. Do you know who they're talking about?
No, I didn't recall.
There's some guy that's one of the activists for Dream Act kind of thing. And they said that they had him in a crowd and he was being targeted that he couldn't go. And they said, well, they just got to give a file photo or something. And they put this photo up. And I haven't seen it because it wasn't online. It was just in the printed version. I don't get the newspaper because, you know, I need my brain cells. But but Charles leads it. And he goes, in this photo, there you are. He goes, Ernie, it's you. I know it's you. You got like some papers and you're wearing a suit and everything. I'm going, when the heck was I down at the state legislature? One, was it the state legislature? He goes, yeah, the copper building, the Capitol's in the back. And I go, the last time I was there, certainly in any suit, was when I spoke at the first Tea Party thing that they put
April
on here.
April 15th, 2009.
Was it 2000? Yeah. No, maybe it was 10. Yeah, 2010, because it was before the election. Before Shattuck dropped out. It was. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The workshop had just opened in 2009 in February, March, and then April was when you spoke. It was 09.
Okay, that's right.
Time flies when you're having freedom.
Yeah, so this is like almost 3 years ago, and they're pulling that photograph out, talking about how they're photo recognizing everybody, and there I am.
So maybe you are on the list.
If I'm lucky.
If you're lucky.
So I'm just going, wow, man, they really had to drag the bottom of the barrel on that one. You know, and additional things that's going on is DNA genetic pat downs to become part of the fabric of day-to-day life. This technology is being implemented under the cover of combating human trafficking, illegal immigration, and finding missing persons. But Richard Selden of NetBio, creator of the scanners, clearly states that DNA information has the potential to become part of the fabric of day-to-day life in an interview with Katie Drummond, who broke the story for The Daily. They're just DNA. It's like Gattaca.
Yeah.
You just take a little, you know, little blood from your finger. And technology, one thing that Sierra put up here that she thought was interesting, and I remember this story. It's first 3D color images of nanoparticles help researchers build new nanoparticles. I mean, they build all kinds and do different whatever. You're getting to the point now to where you don't need electron microscopes anymore to where, because electron microscopes, especially if it's a biological thing, it just killed it, you know, and it changed it, evaporated it, whatever the heck it does to it. But, you know, now they're starting to get 3D images of, no, how we're building and doing stuff, and this is going to have ramifications. Like, we are not going to know anything that can come from this kind of technology, because if you can move atoms around, you can. Because that's what IBM was doing. I remember years ago, they were taking individual atoms and moving them around, spelling IBM, you know, like a dot matrix thing, you know. Yeah. If you can get to the point where you know the receptors on, you know, different brain cells that take certain kinds of molecules that go, you could build them to do whatever. Let's see, I want you to have an IQ of 93.7.
That'd be a reduction for me.
No. Oh, maybe. Sorry.
So, I'm just kidding.
But just, you know, stuff like that.
I did test high, but...
And let's see, what's another story. Leaked documents show Army's bold plan to acquire 10,000 square miles of Colorado. And it goes on and on and on about how the military, they're starting to expand bases in the United States. Like, are they closing them overseas? Heck no. You know, they're going to be weird stuff. Biometric identification begins in California for anyone arrested. California became the ninth state in which each county has activated secure communities, a fingerprint data sharing program between local law enforcement offices and federal immigration enforcement.
I would leave
agencies.
Immediately. It's just so, you know, and I'm not so on the, you know, biblical whatever, but that's the mark of the beast, and I get it, and that just scares the.
You know, they wonder why they were so, were they that clairvoyant that they put that in the Bible?
Or
I mean,
is it just self-fulfilling prophecy? You know,
they just, no, I think it's, it could
they,
be.
They got the idea from,
you know,
the
it
Bible.
It could be a revelation went, you know. And whatever, you know, but I tell you, it's throughout time, it's just a recognition that, you know, the ranchers always wants to mark their cattle. Always.
And we're cattle.
Always. They're probably tattooing back in the day, man. I mean, you know, this is, you know, it's nothing new. They did it in Nazi Germany. I mean, you know, what else?
Well, there's a bar down in Tucson. They'll brand you if you want. But, yeah, that's another story for another time.
Tiny spy planes could mimic birds and insects. You'll never look at hummingbirds the same way again. The Pentagon has poured millions of dollars into the development of tiny drones inspired by biology, each equipped with video and audio equipment that can record sights and sounds.
But I want one for myself. I don't want to spy on anyone. I see, I'm a good person, but what's the government going to do with it? Oh, man.
It's coming. It's
Isn't
coming.
There a bird feeder right in your... Ernie has a great window in his new studio here. He can watch the traffic drive by. Maybe we can get hummingbirds out
there. I get a drive
there.
By. You know.
We'll get a hummingbird feeder for you.
I'm, you know, because when they're that small and they're mass produced, they'll be cheap. Yeah. They'll be controlled. I mean, it's already, we're seeing the technology now with the navigation technology of these drones that you can just put into your iPhone, control it. It's got like a, what do they call it, like a little gyroscope thing in it that you can steer it, do it, put a coordinates in, have it go someplace, hover, come back. And, you know, I'm just, you know, here it comes. Well, then I want one. The during all of this last week, there have been, we'll talk about this more, we have some guests that will come on next week after this kind of flushes out, is that the SAS, the Special Forces in the United Kingdom, have sent forces into Libya, and the rebels, the people opposing the government there, even though the English and U.S. and the French, all we're going to, they're bringing their ships in through the Suez Canal, they're coming over, man, here comes the Fifth Fleet, man, they're just, ooh, we're going to Libya. And they can if they want to, and, you know, they want to, so we'll see what happens. But what they've done is they are starting to send special forces in as advanced guys to do whatever the heck it is they do. Well, they caught them, and they said, look, we don't want your help. No foreign intervention. Go away. We don't need you. Well, what do we say to that? Well, meanwhile, two U.S. warships are passing through the Suez Canal on their way to waters off Libya last Wednesday. So I'm going, you know, we have so much to talk about. I just scratched the surface on just some of the stories that Drew and I had time to get to. Go ahead and go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. Take a look at today's archive and the companion article that has all of the highlights of just some of the stories that we would have talked about last week and we didn't have time. But you just go look at those and just scan the headlines and you go, in a week, 1 week. Well, Drew and I got some work to do, man. We got a whole bunch of stuff to make it so we can start getting on video.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readersoffreedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readersoffreedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured.